Gemara says that the chiddush that the Tana wanted to tell us, agavurcha, is that a kohen who was tamei, even if he's chayiv a korban, he's a zov, and he has to bring a korban on the eighth day, but on the seventh day at night he already can eat truma. That his korbanos are not ma'akev him from eating truma, only his tahara. So after he's not at tzvul yom anymore, he goes to mikvah the seventh day at night, by tzeis ha-kochav, he can already eat truma. So Mordechai says, "Mimai dahai ubo ha-shemesh bias ha-shemesh, v'hai v'toher toher yuma." So how do you know that the pasuk that says ubo ha-shemesh v'toher means that the sun should set and the day should be finished, and that means tzeis ha-kochavim? Dilma, this is the way Rashi learns, Dilma bias orohu, umai v'toher toher gag. Maybe ubo ha-shemesh means the sun should rise. And the toyer means, and the person should make himself tor by bringing his korbanos. Maybe the halacha is not like that. Maybe ubo ha-shemesh v'toyer doesn't mean that he's allowed to eat truma at night before he brings his korbanos. But it means he has to wait till the next day when the sun rises, and then the yitoyer, he should bring his korbanos and be mitayer himself. And maybe he has to wait till the next day to bring his korbanos. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that we don't find that ubo ha-shemesh means sunrise, it always means sunset. So Tosfos learns a different shot. Tosfos learns maybe bias oro means the beginning of sunset. Right? The first stages of sunset. Not seis ha-kochavim. And maybe the toher means the toher gavra. The person will become tor. Not that the day is finished off completely. But the sun should set before tzeis ha-kochavim, and then he can, what's it called, eat his truma. Kamash Malah, no, that what's it called, that it means toher yuma, the day has to be gone completely. They answer Rashi that where do we find that ubo ha-shemesh means sunset? So there's a Gemara. The Gemara says on the pasuk, mi mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o mehulo shema Hashem. And there the Gemara learns that the one pshat is that from the time the sun, what's it called, rises. So there is a, what's it called, a pasuk that bias ha-shemesh is what's it called, also called, that's not the pasuk. Derech mevo ha-shemesh. Derech mevo ha-shemesh, the Gemara says in Sota, one pshat, what's derech mevo ha-shemesh? That from where the sun rises. So you see the mevo ha-shemesh can also mean sunrise. Okay. Samara says, Omar Rabba Barak Shiva, in Cain Lema Cross, the Yitohir. If it meant that he should do something, bring his korbanos, the way Rashi learns, right? Or that the person will become Tahar. It should have, according to Tosfos, it should have said it more clearly, the Yitohir. My Yitohir, right? The Tahar can be learned that it's not going on the person, that's going on the day. So the Torah had meant, according to Tosfos, that it's the tahara of the person, and it's before the day is over, it should have said very clearly, the yitoyer. According to Rashi, it's more partial. If it meant that the person has to do something, it should have said, he did something, the yitoyer. But if it's talking about an automatic thing, the day is finished, then it says the toyer. So therefore, what's it called? The toyer means toyer. Yuma kedamri inchi orib shimsho de itke yoma. The sun has set, and the day is cleaned away. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't hear what Rabba Bar Rav Shila said. Ubo lomi boyan. They asked him as a question. Hai ubo ha-shemesh bi ashim shohu. Does ubo ha-shemesh mean, what's it called, a sunrise, the way we learn Rashi's way? Umay v'toyer, sunset, state ha-kochavit. Umay v'toyer, toyer yuma. And it means, what's it called, that the day is finished. Al dilma bias orohu, maybe it means sunrise, umay v'toyer, toyer gavra. And it means that the person will be mitayer himself the next day with his korbanos. The other pashtu lami b'raisa. They learned it from the b'raisa. Mediklani b'raisa, simin l'dover tzeis ha-kochavim. Since it said that when does the Kohen come to eat his truma, right? Mishasha Kohanim, Ochle Mitrumasam, and the simon is Tzeis HaKochavim. Obviously, the Kohen is allowed to eat truma already by Tzeis HaKochavim. Shma Mino, Biyash Shimshohu, Umay V'toyer, Toyer Yuma. Right? Obviously, it's Biyash HaShemesh, either according to Rashi, it means Tzeis HaKochavim, and not sunrise and bringing his korbanos, according to Tosfos, it means Tzeis HaKochavim and not sunset before Tzeis HaKochavim. Okay, Rashi. Dilma bias oro, she yeyor Hashem is biyom hashmini, the yitoher ha'ish atzmo v'behavos korbanoso v'achar yochav. Maybe the Ubo HaShemesh means the sun should rise on the eighth day, and the person is natire himself by bringing his korbanos. Im kein the high krov the toher loshen tzivuyu. If the toher is going on the person, and it means vi yitoher, name a krov vi yitoher. My vi toher. So why does it say the toher? It's mashma something automatic. Id ki loshen ovar, right? Something that's past. Nispalam in ha'olam HaShemesh. The sun and the day have gone away. Mibraisa, the Tani Lakamon Bishmaisa, later on we have this Braisa, Mishasha Kohanim Ithnosim Lechobitumasim, Varaya Ladover Tesa Kochabin, Shmamino Ein Kaparosim Makavosim. See clearly from the Braisa that the time that the Kohen is allowed to eat Truma is at night already by Tesa Kochabin. Okay. Omar Mar, Mishasha Kohanim Ithnosim Lechobitumasim, Raminu. Okay, now we're going to bring contradictions to what the Mishnah says. Ne'emos ha'kor nishma ba'ardin, mishe'ha'oni nichnas lecho pito b'melach, ad shosha omed lipotter mikol sudas. We have a braisa that says a different time, both for the beginning of Kriyashma and the end of Kriyashma at night. The beginning of Kriyashma is when an oni comes to eat his night meal, right, which he has, which consists of bread and salt. That's when it starts. And the Ani comes to eat while it's still light, because he doesn't have light, he doesn't have candles to burn to eat by candlelight. So he has to eat while it's still light. So Lahara, that would seem to be before Tzeis HaKochavim. And the end of the Zman is till he finishes his meal. So Seifa Vade Pliga Masnisa. The Seifa for sure is a different time than Ashmora Harishona. Then Ani doesn't eat his bread so slowly that it takes him a third of the night to eat his meal. And that's the earliest shear in the Mishnah. So obviously the shear is much shorter according to this Braisa. That's clear. Reisha Milema Pliga Masnisa. Is the Reisha argue or not? So Mara says, lo, Ani v'koin chachiura. The Ani and the coin, the same shear. The Ani eats also by Tzeis HaKochavim. Right, at the same time that the Kohen is tar. So the ratio of the Braisa doesn't argue on the ratio of the Mishnah. But Aninu, bring a contradiction to that. If you hold that the Ani and the Kohen are the same time, in the Mishnah we have another Braisa. Ne'im omsai maschilin likros kriyishma ba'ardis, mishosh b'nei odem nichnosim lecho pitom ba'ardis shabosos, Dibur Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that the beginning of Zman Kriyishma is when people come home to eat Erev Shabbos, which is earlier than the week, because during the week they have to come home and you have to prepare the food. But by Erev Shabbos, the food's already prepared, so people are able to eat right away. So at the time that the Leil Shabbos Sukkah starts, that's the beginning of Zman Kriyishma, according to Reb Meir. V'chachomim omrim mishosh shakohanim zakoyim lecho b'trumasim. Simen l'dover tzeis hakohanim. And the Chachomim hold, no, it's a little bit later. It's tzeis hakohanim when the Kohanim are able to eat their truma. The Apple Pishain Raya Ladover Zeich Ladover. And even though there's no Raya, that Tzeis HaKochavim is the end of the day, but there's a simen to it. What's the simen? Shenemar, Vanachnu Osin the Malacha, the Chitzin Machzikin Berachmachim, May Alos HaShachar at Tzeis HaKochavim. Says when they were building the second day Sanikdash, so they were Osik in the Malacha of building the day Sanikdash, from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim, and they had people who were protecting them with spears and arrows. The Omer, another pasuk says, V'hoya lanu halayla mishmar, v'hayom malacha. The night we didn't build at night, because you can't build the Beis HaMikdash at night. So the night we had a mishmar, in other words, we had a watch, we had shmirah at night to make sure that the Kusim and the other Goyim that wanted to prevent the building of the Beis HaMikdash didn't come and do things. And the daytime was reserved for building. So the Maisa, what's it called? Maiva Omer. The Chitema, what's the first Pasuk says? That they were working from Alos HaShachar and Tzeis HaKochavim. The Chitema Michi Arva Shim Sholeilu. Right, why do you need the second Pasuk? Because from the first Pasuk I could say that as soon as the sun sets, it's night. Right. The Inu, the Mechashchi, and the Kadmi. They worked into the night.
So when they work the Tshesha Kochadim, they're working into the night. It doesn't say in the first Pasuk that they only worked in the day. But the second Pasuk says we worked in the day and we, what's it called, we were Shomer at night. So, Mashma, that the day went from Alos HaShachar to Tshesha Kochadim. Okay? Tosva says, why isn't it a Raya Gemura? Because we're not talking about Kriyashma. Kriyashma, they have different times of what's considered night and day, because Kriyashma doesn't go by the regular day and night, it goes by Zman Shriva. So there's no Raya that the same thing that causes absolute night is the same night for Kriyashma, because maybe it's absolute night, but it's not Zman Shriva. That's how Tosva learns. Think of a simpler idea of why it's no Raya. It says they worked all day. It doesn't say that they didn't work into the night too. It just says the day was for work and the night was a mishmar. But it could be that part of the night, most of the night was a mishmar. But part of the night they also, what's it called, they also worked. They worked all day, that's true. Right? And the night was a mishmar. But part of the night they also worked. Ah, so they did things that were not, what's it called, not the Iker Vinyan. Right? They did preparations for the next day or whatever. See, people building, not everything they do is making the walls. They're mixing the cement or whatever. That you're allowed to do at night. Right? No, I'm saying so. That's why you need the second pasuk. That's why it's not a raya from both sukkot. It's still not a raya. It's only simen ledover. That's the pasuk going on. It's a simen ledover, not raya ledover. Right? So the second pasuk comes and tells me that what's even with the second pasuk, you only have a simen. You don't have a raya brura. What? No, just that it's more partial. The first one, you could say, the cloud, that they got up early and they went and they worked late. Right? The second pasuk is more clear, but it's still not a raya brura, it's only a simon. Okay. Okay. Tosfos Rashi. So he doesn't have a candle to let it burn when he eats, so he has to eat early in the evening. Right? The Mishnah says the earliest man of Sof Zman Kriyishma Belayla is Sof Ashmor Eshona, a third of the night. And here, the Oni finishes his meal much before that. Oni the Kohen, Oni Kole Losa, the Kohen Tame Lecho Betruma. Right? The Oni, all every night, and the Kohen Tame, when he comes to eat Truma, the same man, which is Seita Kochavim. Chachi Urahu, Seita Kochavim. The Arve Shabbosos, Mivmar in Lesuda, Shakol Muchan. Erev Shabbos, you start eating earlier than the rest of the week because the meal is ready. You don't have to come home and start preparing the meal. Shein raya ledover, shahayom kol of the tzeisak ochadim. And that Rashi is mashma like that also. It's not a raya that the day ends with tzeisak ochadim, but tzeich ledover ikur. Why is it no raya that the day ends, like we said? Because it could be the day ends already before that. But they worked into the night, into what's it called tzeisak ochadim. Even though it says, the first pasuk for sure you could say that. The second pasuk, even though it says "V'ha'yolanu hayom malacha," right? That's still not true. It is true. They worked all day, but they worked also into the night. It says "V'halayla nishmar," means most of the night. Okay. The mechashchi va'osin malacha b'layla mishkiyas achama tseisakochav. Maybe layla is shkiyas achama, and they worked till tseisakochav. Umetadne umashkim in kodem hayom, and they got up early in the day. The Ema Yom Lohavi Adnitzachama. Maybe day doesn't start till sunrise. The Hemak Dima Mealos HaShachar. And they got up early and started working also at night. The Havi Kamo Mahavi Chamisha Milim. There's like five Milim, what's it called, before, what's it called, Netzachama. Tam Toshma, Vahoyalan Walayla Mishmer, Nidiko Omer Vahayom Malocha, Alma Haida Over Mealos HaShachar Atzesa Kochavi Yamamu. Seems simply that from Alos HaShachar till Tzeisak Kochav is called day. The Zeichel Ledover Ika, the whole Eish Malacha, Korei HaKosuv Yom. Still a Zeichel Ledover, because the whole time of Malacha the Torah calls day. Right? Even though, like we said, it's not a Raya Brura, because it may be that they extended that. They worked all day, but they didn't work only all day. They worked all day plus. Okay. Tosus has a very simple question here. If the Zman of Kriyashma starts when the Oni comes to eat his meal, right? And when does the Ani say Kriya Shema? Right? Can't eat before you say Kriya Shema. And the Zman is when he's eating. And it finishes when he finishes eating. So when does he say Kriya Shema? So Tosus says that the Zman starts a little bit before the Zman that the Ani comes home. The Ani comes home, and while they're preparing his meal, he says Kriya Shema, and then he eats, and by the time he finishes, the Zman of Kriya Shema is over. The Marsha asks, why didn't Tosus ask the same question on the Kohen? When's the Kohen? What's it called? Say Kriya Shema. Zman Shah Kohanim Nichnasim. So he says very cautious to the terrorists. By the Kohen, it doesn't mean that the Kohen starts eating his Truma. In fact, the Lashon of the Brisa is clear. Right, the time the Kohen is able to eat his Truma, he doesn't eat till later. Right, but he's able to eat by Tzeis HaKohanim. So there's no contradiction between when the Kohen's able to eat Truma, and, but here it's talking about the Ani actually eating. This is not the time the Ani could eat, this is the time the Ani does eat. So he's eating when he's saying Kriya Shema. So therefore, Tosfos has to say, it's talking that the Zman is a little bit before that, and while they're preparing his meal, he comes home a little bit earlier than the time that he starts eating, says Kriya Shema, that's the Zman, and it's not a significant time, so the Braisa said it at the time when the Ani begins his meal, which begins with the, when he comes home to prepare for it, at that time he says Kriya Shema, they prepare his meal, and then he eats. Okay. Let's go on. So now we have another brisa, we just learned, where the brisa says that the Zman of Kriya Shema, according to Reb Meir, is when most people come home to eat on Erev Shabbos. And we think now that the Zman of the other brisa, when the Ani comes during the week, and when regular people eat on Erev Shabbos, is the same Zman. Regular people eat later during the week, but they eat earlier on Erev Shabbos, and the time they eat earlier Erev Shabbos is the same exact time that an Ani eats during the week. Because an Ani has to eat his meal earlier than regular people, because he doesn't have candlelight to eat by. The Iomras Ani v'Kohen Chachiyurahu Chachomim Hein Reb Meir. And if you hold that the Ani is the same time as the Kohen, then if A equals B, and the Ani is the same time as the Kohen, right, and B equals C, and the Ani is the same time as Stam B'nei Adam, then how could it be that what's it called? Then A equals C. So the Ani and Stam B'nei Adam is the same time as the Kohen. And if that's the case, then the Tanakam and Rav Meir and the Chachonim are the same. Because Rav Meir says it's when people come to eat Erev Shabbos. And the Chachonim holds Tzeis HaKohanim. Then there's no argument. They're saying the same thing. Can't be. So it must be that the time that people come to eat their Suda Leil Shabbos is a different time than Tzeis HaKohanim. And if that's the case, then if the Ani is the same as that time, then that's also a different time than Tzeis HaKohanim. And the Shema Mino Ani Shur Lechud, the Kohen Shur Lechud. Must be that when the Ani eats his meal is different than Tzeis HaKohanim. So it's a different Zman. So not only does the Seifa of the Braisa argue on the Mishnah, the Reisha also argues. Smar says, lo. Ani, the Kohen, Chachiyuru. The Ani and the Kohen is Tzeis HaKohanim. The Ani comes home a little bit before Tzeis HaKohanim, says Kriya Shema, what's it called at that time, and that's called the beginning of his meal. That's Tzeis HaKohanim. That's when, what's it called, when he comes home. Tzeis HaKohanim. But, what's it called? Ani, b'nei Adam, but when the Ani eats his meal, which is Tzeis HaKohanim, and when people come home, Leil Shabbos is not the same shiur. And therefore, there's 3 days. There's the day of the Reb Meir, that when rove people come home, Leil Shabbos. There's the first time, the Tanakama of the Braisa, who says when the Ani comes home, and that's the same as Tzeis HaKohanim. Where it says, V'ani v'kohen chachiyuru, now we're going back. Do you really think that Ani and Kohen are the same shear? But I mean, I'll bring another proof, right, that the contradiction to that, that can't be. Name of Saimas Chilin, the Groshma Biardin, Mishar Shekiddish Hayom Vardi Shavasos Divra Balesk. Now we have another Braisa with other sheetas. In fact, I think Rav Yonason Steif says, that the Gemara is so busy explaining all these other shitas, which until the end of the daf here, Right? When they are and exactly what they are seems to point to what Tosa said, what we said yesterday, that the halacha is not like our Mishnah. That Kriya Shema is not totally in Chesach HaKadim, but in these early Yuzmanim, and that's why the minig is to daven Maariv early and to say Kriya Shema early. Right? Otherwise, why would the Gemara spend so much time with these shittas that are not halacha anyway? Okay, that's what he says, Rabbi Yonasu Shteif. From the fact that the Gemara spends so much time with these other shittas, it would seem that the halacha is not necessarily like our Mishnah. Okay, but like one of these shittas that it starts earlier, right? Ready from Bein Hashemashos. Okay, so the first sheet of this brisa is that's Rebbe Lezer, Mishar Shekiddush Hayom Barbe Shabbosos, which is Bein Hashemashos, sunset. Okay, immediately at sunset you can read Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mishar Shakohan, Mishukari Lechom Mishumas. Rabbi Yeshua says from Tzei Shakohan. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishar Shakohan, he told the Lechom Mishumas. The time that the Kohanim are Togel, which is before sunset, because they have to be Togel a few minutes before sunset, at least. They can be Togel earlier too. But the latest that can be Togel, because they need Harashem, they have to be Togel, and then the sun has to set. So they can't be Togel after sunset, because they have to wait till the next day sunset to be Togel. So they have to be Togel a few minutes before sunset, so this Zman of Kriya Shema starts before sunset. We'll see in a second what that means. Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'alo Kohanim yikol yomim Togel. According to you, the Kohanim are Togel in the daytime. That can't be Zman Shiva. Right? People don't go to sleep in the daytime. A few minutes before sunset is not Zman Shiva. So that was what Rabbi Yehuda time is on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Hanina, Omer Mishor she'oni nichnas lecho piko v'nele. Rabbi Hanina says from the time that the Oni comes to eat his Suda. The time when most people start their meal. So we have about four or five different shikras over here, right, what the time is. So now, the e-omers, oni the kohen kad shiurahu, if you say when the oni comes to eat, is the same shiur as the kohen, which is Tesach Kohanim, Rabbi Hanina, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua, then Rabbi Hanina, who said, from the time that the kohanim come, and Rabbi Yeshua, who said, that, from the time the Kohanim, and Rabbi Hanina said the time the Ani, are saying the same thing. And they can't be saying the same thing, they're arguing. So it must be that the Zman of the Kohen, the Zman of the Ani, is not the same time. Elalav, Shema Mino, Shuri the Ani Lechud, Vishuri the Kohen Lechud, Shema Mino. So we've proved conclusively that the ratio of the Braisa that we had in the beginning argues on the Mishnah. It's two different Zman. The time that the Ani eats his meal is before Tesach HaKadim, and the time that the what's it called Kohanim is a different time as it's Tesach HaKadim. So, Hai Minayim Ocher, now the Gemara says, which one's later? Does the Ani eat after Tesach HaKadim? Does the Ani eat before Tesach HaKadim? So, the Mistabra, the Ani Ma'ocher. The Mistabra, the Ani eats later than Tesach HaKadim. The E Amras, the Ani Mukkam, because if you hold that the Ani eats before Tesach HaKadim, then Rabbi Hanina, I'm Rabbi Lezer. Then Rabbi Hanina, who said, Mishor Sheha'ani Nechnos Lecho Pito, right? And Rabbi Lezer, who says that the Zman is Mishor Shekiddush Hayom Barbe Shabbosos, which is clearly before Tesach HaKadim at the same time. And Tosus explains, maybe there's a few minutes different, that much that they could dig to, right, that Zman Kriya Shema is a few minutes before Tesach, a few, what's it called, that's impossible, right, to make such small chilukim that would not be mistaken. So whatever's called Zman Shiva, it's before Tesach HaKadim, it's mistaken one time. Right? But if it's later than Tesach HaKadim, then it's possible that Tesach HaKadim doesn't start Zman Shiva, it starts a little bit later. El Olav Shema Mino, the Ani Ma'ukher, Shema Mino. It must be that the Zman of the Ani is later. So we have all these different shitas when Zman Kriya Shema starts, from Shkia, all the way till what's it called after Tesach HaKadim. What? Yes, so he has to eat right away the night because he can't eat his bread and his salt, right? After Tesach HaKadim he gets prepared. He prepares the meal right before Tesach HaKadim. It's still a little bit of light, right? He's busy working until then, so he can't eat early in the afternoon, right? And he eats immediately, he eats in the dark, Mishtama. Right, or he doesn't have enough candle to burn into the night, so there's a little bit of a candle to burn right away. The preparations are still while it's still twilight. And then he eats in the dark, or he eats with a little bit of candlelight. He doesn't have a candle to burn into the night, but he has a candle enough to eat his pasta.
Okay. Okay, just he'ora about Dein HaShemoshos. The halacha Dein HaShemoshos is, let's learn a little bit more here. Omar Ma.
Omar Leir Yehuda. The halacha Harnim Ba'od Yom Hein Tovet. Right? Yehuda tied it. And Neir said that this man is Yishosh HaKohanim Tovet like the Tumasim. Poor Shia. Right? So the Chora, that's daytime. So,
so the Gemara says Shachar Kama Rav Yehuda Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda said good to Rav Meir. That's good cash. Right? Rav Meir Hachi Kama Rav. Rav Meir would answer the following: Nitzabras the Anan Aben Hashmoshos Didoch Kanina. I'm not talking about yours. My focus from Yehuda and Rav Meir. When Ben Hashmoshos starts, Rav Yehuda holds Ben Hashmoshos starts immediately at sunset. Okay, what we call sunset. So therefore, before sunset would be the time that the Kohanim are Tovah. According to that, his question's good. Right? The Kohanim are Tovah, Mamish daytime, when the sun's still up. So how could that be? It's Man Shriva. And no, Aben HaShemoshos Rav Yossi Kami. Rav Yossi holds Ben HaShemoshos starts after sunset. So Tom Rav Yossi, Ben HaShemoshos Kerevayim, Zen Yichmas Vezeh Yossi. The Yeshra Lamed Olam. Right? Rav Yossi holds that Ben HaShemoshos is after sunset. So according to the din of Rav Yossi, the Ben HaShemoshos is after sunset, then the Kohanim are Tovel, right, what's it called, not before sunset, but after sunset, right before Ben HaShemoshos. Right? So they have, it's not a crash anymore. After sunset, it also be Zman Shiva. That's what the Gemara says. Just on Ben HaShemoshos, the halacha, okay? The main problem with Ben HaShemoshos is that there are two Gemaras that contradict each other. One Gemara says that from Shkia Sachama till Tzeisak Kochavit is the time it takes to walk 4 milim. A meal, according to some, is 18 minutes. That's the shear of a meal. That's how long it takes to walk a meal. According to some, is 24 minutes. So this man of from Shkia to Tzeisak Kochavit would be anywhere between 72 minutes, 4 times 18, or 96 minutes, 4 times 24. Okay. Another Gemara says that this man from Shkia Tachama till Tzeisak Kochavim is 3/4 of a meal, okay, which is either 13 and a half minutes or 18 minutes, okay, according to the two shurim of a meal. Okay, so how do you resolve those two things? Right? Either it's 72 minutes or it's 13 minutes. It can't be both. So the Rambam holds the following. He holds that immediately at Shkia Tachama starts Ben HaShemoshos. As soon as the sun sets, is what's it called? That's Ben HaShemoshos of Rabbi Yehuda. And that's when the sun starts to set. That's the Ben HaShemoshos, that starts the Ben HaShemoshos of Rabbi Yehuda. When the sun is completely set, that's when the Ben HaShemoshos of Rabbi Yossi starts. Okay? So according to that, when the Gemara asked that it's the old Yom, that Rabbi Yehuda asked Rabbi Meir, it means even before the sun starts to set. That really can't be Zman Shiva. The Gemara's answer is no. It's talking a little bit before the end of sunset. That's when the Kohanim are told, well, that could be Zman Shiva.
When the beginning of the sunset?
The way Rambam describes it is when the sun gets at the bottom of the horizon and the bottom hits the horizon. That's the beginning of sunset. The end of sunset is when the sun's completely covered up. Okay, and then from that time till 3 medium stars show up, that takes 3/4 of a meal, and that is what's it called, Tzeisak Kochavim. Okay, we'll see that's basically how the raw and the Balatanya pass. That which it says, Ad Tzeisak Kochavim is 4 milim, so that's what the Gaon explains, that means Ad Tzeis Kol HaKochavim. Right? It has nothing to do with halacha, nothing to do with the day. When the Gemara speaks that 4 milim between Shkia and Tzeisak Kochavim, it's not the halachic Tzeisak Kochavim of 3 medium stars. It's all the stars come out then, which is not halachically relevant at all. It's just a nice, and not know that it takes 4 milim until all the stars appear. Okay. So, that is what's it called. Therefore, it could be also, according to this, another pshat, why it's not a raya ledover, only a zecher ledover from before.
Because when it says Tzeisach Kokavim in the Pasuk, it doesn't say there Tzeisach Kokavim, three medium stars, which is Halachic Tzeisach Kokavim, which we're talking about the Gabi Krishna. Maybe Tzeisach Kokavim is all the stars. And they worked till all the stars came out. Right? So therefore, it's only Zecher Lvov, it's not a Raya Lvov. Because even though the Pasuk mentioned Tzeisach Kokavim, who says it's a Halachic Tzeisach Kokavim? Since there is another Tzeisach Kokavim. That's the lesser called the Rambam, and basically the Vilna Gaon and the Balatanya passed it like that, that from, what's it called, basically, from the end of sunset, right, like Rav Yosef, the starts, what's it called, Beit HaShemashos, and it goes on until three quarters of a meal, right, which is either 13 and a third minutes or 18 minutes after, and that's when, what's it called, when Tzeisach Kokavim is. Okay. The Urayim has another Shita. He holds that Bein HaShemashos starts before Shkia. Bein HaShemashos, before what we call Shkia, three quarters of a meal before. In other words, 18 minutes, or 13 and a third minutes, before the sun sets, is already Bein HaShemashos. Okay? And then, by sunset, is what's it called, when the sun is completely disappears, that's already Tzeisach Kokavim. Okay. Based on this sheet, we're machmir to light candles Friday afternoon, 18 minutes before Shkia, that we're not lighting candles in this man of anybody that holds that that's already Bein HaShemashos. So at least Hadlokas Neiros, even though we're not knowing not to do malach or whatever, but at least Hadlokas Neiros shouldn't be in a time that somebody holds is what's it called, the Shabbos. So we light, the meaning is to light at least 18 minutes earlier. It's like 13 to 30 minutes, but the mitzvah, the halacha, the dieved, if a woman forgot, she can light up until Shkia. Because we don't pass the light to see rain. But the chatzila, the bichoshish, for the Urayim, that's why the minig became to light about 18 minutes before Shkia.
Or Shkia is when it finished
at the sunset. Right. No, but according to the Urayim, Bein HaShemashos starts before Tchilas HaShkia.
So when?
Right, three quarters of a meal before. We're talking about our Shkia. No, it could be, what's it called? One second. It could be that according to the Urayim, it's Tzot Shkia. Even though he holds when it was Bein HaShemashos, Bein HaShemashos before, and it goes till Sof HaShkia, right. Sof HaShkia is where it says Tzeisach Kokavim. So he holds it also that the Tchilas HaShkia is, three quarters of a meal from before Sof HaShkia is Bein HaShemashos, and then Sof HaShkia is where it says Tzeisach Kokavim.
So it's not
only
in
Sof HaShkia, not Tzeisach Kokavim.
So it's not only on
Tzeisach
Kokavim. Because when the sun finishes, it's not
only on Tzeisach. No, so he holds that the sun doesn't finish setting until three, at that point, three small stars.
That's the Dalet Milin?
That's, no, Dalet Milin doesn't say. Dalet Milin can hold also that. It could be that it's a
change of color. It's not like the Rambam, that it's not seen anymore. Until there's like no light.
Okay, the Rebbe Tam Shita is that there's two Shkias. This is how he resolves the Shkira in the Gemara. He says there's a Shkia Rishona, that's what we call Shkia. In other words, when the sun disappears over the horizon, that's Shkia Rishona. And that's still daytime. That's not Bein HaShemashos. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. And that remains daytime for 3 1/4 meal. Right? That's about 58 and a half minutes. So from what we call sunset, for almost another hour, is daytime, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay?
Where does he get that number from?
What?
From the where does he get this number from?
Where's what?
The 57 minutes.
That's what's called 3 1/4 meal. Everything but that 3/4 meal. Miyasha, this thing. From the first Shkia till Tzeisach Kokavim is 4 meal. But that first Shkia is not Bein HaShemashos.
So that's the 3/4.
Right. So 3 1/4 meal. 3 1/4, not 3/4. 3 1/4 meal. Okay, 3 1/4 meal after that first Shkia school day. Then there's what's called the second Shkia. That's not something visible. That's when the sun goes somewhere else beyond the horizon. Right? That's called Shkia. That begins Bein HaShemashos. About an hour after sunset. That begins Bein HaShemashos. Then it takes 3/4 of a meal for Tzeisach Kokavim. So Tzeisach Kokavim is 72 minutes after what we call sunset. But it's only 3/4 of a meal after the second sunset, which is the real sunset according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to that, you could daven mincha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, until about an hour after Shkia. Shabbos doesn't start till about an hour after Shkia. And then starts Be'an Shemashos, and Seis HaKochad is not until 72 minutes, minimum, at 4 times 18, after what's it called, after what we call sunset. That's the sheet of the main time. Okay, and basically the halacha is like the Gra and the Tanya, that Be'an Shemashos starts immediately what we call sunset, and it goes on for three quarters of a meal after that, and that's Seis HaKochad in halacha. Seis HaKochad is the Seis HaKochad that Gemara is talking about, 4 million is a different Seis HaKochad altogether. Yeah, basically, Rabbeinu Tam is only on the Opik of Eretz Yisrael.